Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Also, we're not going to be able to talk about it much here in the second hour because we're just coming to our last moment, last quarter of the extra hour. But the cross of Christ. Listen, this whole journey and this expectation of God in our life and walking with Him, He's just an awesome God, that it's impossible to do without the revelation of understanding what Jesus did on the cross. You know, some people say, you know, because Jesus died on the cross, you can do whatever you want to. There's no big deal. You know, there's just grace to sin. There's grace to do all these evil things, and it's no big deal, you know, and all these different, you know, permissions to go outside of what God says. But you can find out in this teaching God's perspective about it. You know, we have three natures. We have our sin nature, which is a part of us. We have our human nature, and we have our divine nature. There's three different natures inside of us. We just naturally respond these ways. And you find out more about that and how to respond to them. And what God dealt with, He dealt with the sin nature inside. You know, Paul talks about, he says, when I go to do good, I find out evil's right there with me, present with me. Mm-hmm. He says it's a sin nature. You know, he makes all these great plans. Have you ever made these great, oh man, I'm telling you what, I got these great plans. You know, maybe you've done it over and over and over again, and it was good, godly, great plans, but your fuel source, what you decided to encourage you to do it, wasn't a revelation of what Jesus did on the cross of Christ. And we have to trust and understand and get a revelation of the cross of Christ and what He did. And so in this three part, it's available to you right now. You don't even have to be a VFN TV subscriber. Right there on your VFN TV app, like I told you, you can get it by going to VFNTV.com in your browser and just follow the steps to be able to get it. And there's also some audio versions there as well. But understand this too. We have another teaching available to VFN TV subscribers. You can subscribe for free at VFNTV.com. You know, go to online or on your browser on your mobile device and go to VFNTV.com. And this is a very important one too, because you know we believe in this conversation that you're going to be encouraged to begin to say, you know what, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to walk with Him. I'm going to read the Word of God and say, this is how I'm supposed to be. The book of Acts is not going to be a history book to you. It's going to be an operations manual. You know, The Gospels are not going to be a history situation. It's going to be, okay, this is how it works in my life. And the cross and what God has done on the cross through Jesus Christ is going to be your empowerment. But right now, it's available to VFN TV subscribers. You subscribe for free by going to VFNTV.com. But understand this, it's called, you know, who are you calling good? We got to get this revelation, because when Jesus is walking with in ministry here on earth, and the rich young ruler, you know, yelled out to him and said, hey, a good teacher. And Jesus turned around to him and he said, who are you calling good? Who are you calling good? Mm-hmm. It's very important, because if he would not have responded back to the rich young ruler, then he would have been taking on the identity of good. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of us really get caught up in the good trap.
Right.
But not a God pattern. And so, right, People project it on us. And so this man, this rich young ruler, who we're going to find out didn't have the heart of God and wasn't really going to follow God, even though he's very religious, he walks away from God. And Jesus immediately puts those words and restructures that statement. He says, who are you calling good? The only one that's good is God. And I'm not saying that Jesus wasn't good. Obviously, he's awesome. He's Lord. But as he walked on earth, he walked as a man. He was all man and all God, but he chose not to exercise his Godhead. He chose to submit himself. Although he was a son, with loud cries and petitions, he cried out to the one who could save him from death. And, you know, once his obedience was complete, he became a source for eternal life, and that he did not choose to use that. And so he put that in perspective and he said, who are you calling good? The only one that's good is God. Listen, you got to get this, because the first thing that will happen as you begin to launch out to obey God, the enemy's going to say, who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. And then you may have a family member that knows you well, and they may say, who do you think you are? And then you may have a religious person who you highly respect. They'll say, don't you understand you're not good? And you'll have to agree with them, but you're going to may fall into the dilemma that you have to be good to be used by God. No, God is good, and you can be used by God because God is good. And like Jesus said, the only good in us is God. And so you can find, you need this revelation. If you're planning on obeying God and walking with Jesus, remember, a lot of people walk with Jesus. A lot of people receive miracles and signs and wonders. And just because you've experienced a gift and just because you got healed and maybe you were raised from the dead. And we had situations, we'll be telling you some things that have happened. But understand this, that that means you just encountered God. It doesn't mean that you're walking with him. It means God is good and he loves you and has a plan for your life. And so you got to make a choice, because remember, Jesus turns to the people that were following him. It's like, we finally got the conference thing going. The place is totally packed up and ready to go. And Jesus turns around. The disciples are, can see, you know, if you think about today's time, they're doing all the work and getting all these guys to come in and orchestrating, getting the sound systems up and, you know, packing the stadium out. And then all of a sudden he grabs the mic and says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part of me. And they're going like, Jesus, come on. We just filled the stadium. You know what I'm saying? And all these people who had this religious encounter, this authentic encounter with the glory of God, confronted the whole situation like a religious thing. And they go, this is just too tough of a teaching. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to leave this Jesus. And they all began to walk away. Everybody left.
Right.
And the only one that left was his disciples. And the disciples, you know, he looks at them. I mean, and most people wouldn't look at their staff and go, they go, are you going to leave me? But, right. You know, the truth is everybody has to have the permission to walk away so they can legitimately know I'm here because God called me here. Mm-hmm. You don't want everybody to think that they're there because, you know, because of a man situation, that they're there because God's called them there. And so Jesus says, where else can I go? But you have the keys to eternal life. Well, the enemy's going to confront you with you not being good. And you got to understand, just like Jesus did, you got to immediately say, I'm not good. The only good in me is God. There's no one good but God. But understand, you can be good. You can do good things. As a matter of fact, he says, listen, let your light shine amongst men so that they actually will give glory to God. Why would they give glory to God? Because they know you're not that good.
Yeah, right.
They know that that's God in your life. They can sense it. They know it. You don't have to even tell them. When you're kind to somebody, when you're loving and you're patient and you're discipling someone, the enemy's going to lie to you and tell you all kinds of different things. But understand this, that's God in you that's bringing glory into their life. You know, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so he says, let your light shine. So you got to get this revelation. There's so much to this, you know, and you can, you know, it's called Who Are You Calling Good? It's totally free to all the VFN TV subscribers. Go to VFNTV.com. VFNTV.com and subscribe today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile